And greetings from St. Thomas as we gather together again as we continue these reflections, especially during the Easter season. Let us be thankful for all the gifts that the Lord has poured out upon us, and especially that gift of faith, that gift of new life. So we can turn around and we see where the font is, and we have, of course, the water that's been blessed, the water for those that are being received into the church, and of course that will take place at a later time. So we want to pray for them, for the members of our RCIA class as well. But also I just offer this thought because I think it is good for us to keep a good and healthy perspective on all things. I know right now everyone is concerned about physical health, so they're concerned about not being sick, about not getting anyone else sick, about not being infected, and so forth. And yet at the same time, I think it's good for people to remember that I think sometimes people think that if they were to ever catch the virus, that this is something that automatically would mean that they are going to pass away, and that's just simply not true. And so it's good for us to keep a sense of perspective about these things, but also the perspective that we get from our Lord. We think about what he said in the Gospel of Matthew. He reminds us not to be afraid of those who can kill the body, but instead be afraid of the one who can kill the soul, who can affect the immortality of the soul. And so it's good for us to be concerned about our physical health, but especially our spiritual health. And let us never forget that as well. In fact, our spiritual health is even more important than our physical health. So of all the things that I'm concerned about, I know we want people to physically be healthy, but I'm concerned also about people's emotional well-being, about the sense of loneliness or depression that can come up from isolation, about the importance of social interactions, which are so critical and crucial for our healthy life, so the psychological factors, but also then our spiritual health as well, and that we be nourished by the sacraments, nourished in prayer, and we can do that from our homes, but it's also important for us to be able to come back and experience Jesus in the flesh, to experience him in churches and in sacraments. So let us pray for that day as well, when we're able to return to those things, so that we keep that spiritual focus and realize that that really is the most important aspect of our life in Christ. So let us give thanks to the Lord for the gifts that he has given to us, especially our health, which we should not take for granted. But let us also be thankful for the gift of our faith, which also we should not take for granted. Let us appreciate the gifts that the Lord pours out upon us of his word that we can read in scriptures, but also the gift of the Eucharist by which we're nourished and fed, the gift of the Mass, the gift of the Eucharist. So these things that are precious gifts to us indeed. In fact, let us have an even deeper hunger for them as we wait for the time in which the Lord brings us back to experience in person these fruits of the Lord's sacrifice.